on Wednesday, but there's still no contract that has been signed with starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, both sides have been actively negotiating for the last month and agree Brissett is due a raise. The Miami Dolphins and linebacker Jordan Brooks have agreed to a three-year, $51.3 million extension. Brooks coming off a year as an all-pro, posting a league-leading 183 tackles. The Panthers announced two starters, tackle Taylor Morton and cornerback J.C. Horn, will start on the non-football injury list and miss the start of camp. Morton was diagnosed with a blood clot in his lung. He's going to miss part of the regular season. And in golf, the Asian Tour announced a strategic partnership with the PGA and the DP World Tour in Europe, which will establish a path for Asian Tour members to join the European circuits. The move also continues to isolate LIV Golf, who had a relationship with the Asian Tour since 2022.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, higher food prices continue to change the way Americans shop, according to a new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange. The report says food prices are up 2.7% from a year ago, but about 26% from 5 years ago, prompting consumers to switch to discount retailers or buying fewer groceries. Cobank notes inflation, elevated energy prices, and higher interest rates continue to pressure the overall economy. Well, regenerative agriculture continues to gain momentum across the country, with USDA reporting that nearly 40 million acres were managed using USDA-supported regenerative practices in fiscal year 2023. That's over 360% more than a decade earlier. USDA says the most widely adopted practices include grazing, nutrient and pest management, conservation systems, and cover crops. Overall, farmers, ranchers, and conservationists received assistance for conservation practices on nearly 70 million acres. Well, dairy farmers took their message to Capitol Hill last week, urging lawmakers to advance ag labor reform and other key dairy priorities. More than three dozen advocates participated in the National Milk Producer Federation's State Dairy Association Summit. A top priority was the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act, introduced by House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson, that would expand H-2A access for year-round industries by removing the seasonal requirement.
Livestock producers, Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy sale in Reno, Nevada, and what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for both cattle and sheep. Their next big summer video sale is August 10th and 11th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 23rd. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your livestock. Contact your local Western Video Market rep or visit WVMcattle.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, helped by a recovery in chip stocks as investors get in gear for earnings reports from some of the country's biggest tech companies. Markets have been rattled of late on escalating Middle East tensions, higher oil prices, and powerful new Chinese artificial intelligence models. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher amid a rotation back into chips. And shares of the Utz snack brand are up nearly 9%. 90%. The Pennsylvania maker of potato chips and other salty snacks is going private in a merger with German savory snack maker Intersnack Group. The Wall Street Journal says once the deal is completed, the founding families will still own half of the company. And Charles Schwab reported a better-than-expected quarter, boosted by a jump in demand for trading, though its stock is slightly lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
On my last broadcast, I compared some healthcare cost figures for private hospitals and for those run by the government. Today, I'd like to talk about some other comparisons we should be making. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The believers in socialized medicine, which for selling purposes they refer to as national health insurance, occasionally try to arouse our guilt feelings by saying how far we are behind other more enlightened nations. They talk of a total government medical program replacing our present pluralistic system of government help for the needy plus private fee for service. But they shy away from any actual comparison with nations which have total government-run health care. One of the most persistent advocates of government medicine, Senator Kennedy, visited a nursing home in Denmark for 2 hours and was quite pleased with what he saw. Apparently, however, he never heard the Danish administrator of their socialized health plan say, "Don't ask me how to control medical costs." Virtually all of Europe's socialized medicine is afflicted with rising costs, underfunding, bureaucratic ineptness, decline in quality care, overusage, personnel and facility shortages, and lack of capital for scientific modernization. In England, they've resorted to cutbacks and sweeping reforms. Still, a senior official says, quote, "Yes, we've gone too far. Waits for medical service are growing longer. Fees have doubled." An English sociologist says medical nursing and paramedic personnel, most of whom enthusiastically accepted the challenge of British National Health Service and enthusiastically tried to treat patients as patients, are now soured, disenchanted, and militantly organized in their own special interest. Public administrators override the independence of professional medical opinion. Progress raises expectations which can't be fulfilled. The best professionals are few in number, therefore it's impossible for more than a few to receive the best care. The latest scientific techniques rest upon expensive equipment, therefore only a few enjoy its benefits. End quote. Then came this telling line, quote, "Neither socialized nor private medicine can change these basic facts, but socialized medicine induces the belief that it can." A year or so ago, the people of Sweden voted Karl Marx out after 40 years of socialism. Maybe this statement by a Swedish official explains why. It sounds a little like England. Waits for medical service are growing longer, fees have doubled, the new hospital in Stockholm stands half completed for lack of funds, doctors leave the country in the summer to escape confiscatory taxes, the income tax rate at $33,000 of earnings is 102%. Alcoholism, drug addiction, VD, mental illness, and suicide rank among the highest anywhere. Is there anything in these comparisons to make us want to imitate any of them? As I've said before, you can't socialize the doctors without socializing the patient. Isn't it time we as patients gave the doctors a hand in their fight to keep medicine out of government's hands? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
And welcome to Protecting What Matters. This isn't Barry. This is Eric. I'm filling in. He's on a little extended leave right now, so you'll have a couple of us filling in for him. We have a good show for you, I think, today. We have, in the 1 o'clock hour, we have Mrs. Etiquette coming in. I think that's a little bit of a different show than we're used to. But if you're wondering if you're doing things right or you need some improvement on your etiquette, it's time to call in and ask some questions. But for this first half an hour, we have the Cattleman of the Year sitting with us. And a lot of you guys know who this man is, even if you don't know his name. If you ever gone to Farm Supply and they had to put his picture on the wall and say he retired because so many people were worried about him when he retired. But we have Dale Evenson, and he worked at the Paso store for how many years? I don't know if you're at other stores, but you're at Paso for a long time.
Yeah, we bought that one in 1977 from Caltech Chemical, Bob Hickenbottom. And his son's still around, I believe, doing pesticide work, a lot of it out the solar plants in different places. Pest management programs, but otherwise I started there full-time in San Luis in 76 and made a lot of great acquaintances, kind of had territory from Hollister South into Los Olivas area, Santa Barbara County, so it gave me a lot of acquaintance with the different ranchers scattered throughout three counties, and of course some of it drift into Kings County and Kern County on the west side, which was a hands-on back then. We had so much stuff that went on in the field. And of course, it was a slowdown in the summer months for harvest. They kind of transferred me into the pump department because then that was a lot of pumps on the coast for the irrigated crops. But great experience, a lot of fun. Met a lot of people, a lot of connections. And
right.
People kind of waited for me to come around because I had a lot of answers they needed.
Right. And the one thing, at least the Paso store, because that's the one I generally go to every once in a while, San Luis or I don't know, the other one, is that AG probably? Or
yeah, and Santa Maria. And
yeah. Field. Yeah, they've opened a few more, but I don't think I've ever been to either one of those stores. I've driven by them. But one thing I know about the Paso stores, there's a lot of people that have been there for you. I thought it's kind of like you're going into your norm and you're going into Cheers. Yes. When you go into Farm Supply, it's a great place. And
well, the difference is that, you know, there's not a college up here where you got San Luis and both Cuesta and Cal Poly, and a lot of young students wanting a job for the couple right. months or in between classes. And so there's a big turnaround because it's an educational town.
Right.
As you head south to Santa Maria or even Rio Grande, some of those are pretty permanent fellas, and same with down in Buellton. Just kind of hometown people that stick around.
Right. So I'll tell you, I was at the cattleman's dinner at the fair, and we ran into each other. We were talking, and I saw you going to get a seat, and I thought, that's weird. I wonder what Dale's going to have a seat. And then you end up, we were back-to-back. We were sitting right next to each other back-to-back. I was sitting behind you. I'm like, that's weird. Why isn't Dale barbecuing? This is what's going on here. Then all of a sudden they announced Cattleman of the Year and they just put your name and you stood up. And I was like, oh man. You've been doing, and how long have you been part of the Cattlemen's?
In this association here in San Luis County, well, more than 30 years. Kind of worked with the different fellas for maybe more than that. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at some of the old picture books.
Right.
Because, you know, you're grew up in that industry, but to have the feet in the soup, as they say, that's probably a good 30 years of that.
Nice.
I remember I had a new pickup I bought in 86, and the famous Joanne Switzer says, hey, I need a ride to, I think it was a mid-year meeting in Santa Barbara. So we both jumped in the pickup, and that's shortly after 86. That was 87 or 88 or somewhere around.
Right.
There. So it's been a while fooling around with the Cattlemen Association. So you meet people from all over the state.
Right.
And of course, California is a big state, so it covers from the north to the south.
And the slow chapter is a big chapter from what I hear compared to a lot of other counties.
Yeah, we're largest in the state. There's over 267 members in this county. Monterey's got a pretty good batch. And then, of course, some people belong to other counties. Myself, I associate with Santa Barbara County, and I let my wife associate with the Monterey, so we get newsletters and keep informed back and forth there.
Right.
Usually on the phone once a week or often with fellas in Siskiyou County and Humboldt County, and just kind of keep in touch with one another. And of course, we have our mid-year meeting. You get to meet people, which is, it scatters and changes. It was here twice, here at Paso Robles Mid-State Fair, and usually in June. And then we had the annual meeting, which usually everybody shows up to. That's been in Reno for the past many years since I've been participating. But at one time, the association got started in about 1917, so it's been going for over 100 years. And I think they used to have their national or state meetings in San Francisco, and then they kind of moved over to Sacramento. And then for as many years I've been involved, they've always held them in Reno, Nevada, and everybody scratches your head, why in Reno?
Right.
A lot of entertainment can be done in Reno. And the cost of doing business is so much more economical in Reno. And then occasionally they pair up with Nevada, and that's a pretty good size show then. A lot of vendors show up, sometimes over 100 vendors display their wares. At Reno, when they do the combination, California and Reno, and of course members from a little bit from Arizona and out of Oregon show up as well, with the camaraderie and connections.
Right. Are,
quite amazing.
So you sit on the board of the Cattlemen?
Here in San Luis County. Yeah.
How long have you been on the board?
Gosh, it probably, I don't know, not positive, but a good 20 years or more.
20 years. And what kind of roles have you played in there?
On the committee for the art show, when they used to do the art show in April here at the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was mainly Jerry White was one that...
I didn't even realize that was a Cattleman's, but I remember going to it.
Yes. And that was usually artists all over, Western art show, and that was one of their bigger fundraisers, but gosh, I think it was around COVID era, that all kind of started dying out. And then the trend of people for Western art has kind of disappeared from California. Most of that stuff has moved back into... the Colorado, Utah. So a lot of the artists moved kind of back that way, and a lot of them didn't want to come out here because in the last several years, not in these last three or four, but towards the end of our art show when we finally folded it up, the travel cost was getting so high. And a motel room for what they would sell in art, sometimes they said, no, it doesn't justify our travel. Right. Then a couple of years later, we kicked around a few things and started off with the Western Play Day, which is great because so many kids get involved in that. And that really took off big. We did the first couple years we had that going years back, but it kind of dissipated for a while. Then it came back probably 5-6 years ago at the Margarita Ranch. But within 2 years there, by the time we were ready for the third year, we found out it grew so big we couldn't accommodate there too well, so we moved to the Mid-State Fair in September.
Oh, nice.
So that's our next big thing, and it gets so darn many kids involved in that. And it's kind of set up, you have to be a member of the Cattlemen Association or the ranch you're associated with, a member, to get involved in that. We do have a lot of, at the last minute, sometimes young fellows wanting to get involved and sign up as members of the Cattlemen Association just so they can team rope or pin or do something of the sort. Was a good source of fun for the kids coming up in the future.
And I will say, you know, the Cattlemen's dinner was last Thursday. And I always tell people, you know, that I think is the best deal of the fair. You go in there. It's what this year, I think it was $40 a ticket, but you got a discount on your admittance. It was, I think, $8 if you bought it with your, I think the regular 15 or 16. So yeah. For $48, you get in there, you get a steak dinner. You're over there leading the crew with, you know, I think a lot of people know you as that guy leading up the cattleman's barbecue. And there's a lot of great guys that volunteer. And I mean, you guys have helped me quite a bit. And I always, I might put a selfless plug in because I know somewhere you can try Dale's barbecue here in 2 weeks. Just, I'll say that in a minute, but, you know, I always like push that event on people because it's kind of the who's who of the county. You're getting to see, you know, who's getting, and this year they changed it up and I kind of liked it a little better because you notice in years past, people eat and they start to leave and then the awards happen. And sometimes awards drag on. This year they pushed to do them quickly. The honors were quick. It wasn't a bunch of pictures up on the stage. And I kind of liked the layout of it because you sat down, you started eating, we went into the awards. Yes. You got to see them and, you know, you kind of, I like the idea of kind of forcing people, you came here, this is what it's actually about, to see who the cattleman is, who the cattlewoman is, who's the
agriculturist,
and kind of, you know, usually Colleen gets up there, and I always know her as Colleen Work, and CFO, or I guess of the fair, I can't remember her last name right now, but she usually gives a little speech and then kicks it off, and we start seeing who won what, and it's a good time.
Yep. Anthony Strutted, good speaker, passed.
Oh, yeah. Anthony was up there this year. And I know I was looking for an auctioneer the other day. I should have called him. He talks fast enough. I think he could do it. But
yes.
But it was good. And everything kind of moved pretty smooth this year. And I think, what did you guys feed? Like 1,400 people?
Well, they had 1,400 tickets sold. But usually there's little stuff on the side in the back that we kind of help out a lot to. Thank you to the groundsmen there at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And of course, our cooks, none of us really eat because we're sampling to make sure it's done.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're never sampling, right?
Yeah, you have to sample to make sure it's satisfying the customers that come at the 6 o'clock dinner. But I'll really have to give a lot of thanks to the help those
right and it's year. A great crew.
Yeah,
it really is. Even the servers, you know, it's a great crew. You guys get, you know, it's 1,400 people plus through that line. Pretty, it's a big line, but it goes pretty quickly. Yeah. As long as the people are moving and filling their plates and not talking, the line goes pretty quick.
Oh yes. Now, and we have usually the same old crew every year, except every year we get new young recruits.
Right.
And those we try and keep around to fill in when the rest of us get tired enough, we can't stand up, they take over. But terrific crew that works out there. They put a long day in. Most of us were there by 8 o'clock setting things up. 9 o'clock fires are going and ribs are on by 10 and rib eyes by 1. And
so what did you guys had for appetizer? Was that sweetbreads and was it lamb or was it?
No, there's other. It's all sweetbread. But
was it all sweetbread? I thought there were some ribs.
Two grills. Oh, no, it was all pork ribs.
Or they're all pork? I couldn't remember. Yeah. Until
there's a few things. Us fellas, we always bring our own specialty stuff.
Right.
Somebody was coming back from an Alaskan fishing trip.
There you go.
Some halibut on there and usually there's a pig or elk or something cooking.
Right, right.
Samplers for some of the guests that walk by.
So, and like I said, you know, I think you guys help out a lot of people. I called you a few months ago, and I'm going to put my shameless plug in for an event coming up here on the 1st. But, you know, the cattlemen will be barbecuing for us, and it's always good. So if you want to try some of this out, we have the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner coming up on August 1st. It's here in Paso this year, so if you're from North County, we want you from South County too, but come on down. You can go to rpsloc.org, pick up your tickets. We have Devin Nunes as our speaker, and we'll also have Heather Moreno and John Pichong doing a little quick Q&A after Devin, and we'll have a great live auction, and you'll get to have some cattleman's barbecue, and it's pretty, this is just straightforward barbecue. We have great sides, but this is tri-tip and chicken, and I think it's something you guys do very well.
Yes. So we ain't the police.
Right. So, yeah, if you want to come try out some of this barbecue, we'd love to see you. RPSLOC.org and go down to the event page, and it's the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. And you can try out some of Dale's barbecue here, and him and his team. And it is a great team. And I a lot of times, you know, I think you barbecued for me like a year ago or something. And we sat out there, I think, in the parking lot talking for 2 hours. And, you know, it's just a great team of guys and good time to be had. So,
yep. Everybody kind of stays relaxed. So it just stay relaxed so you concentrate on what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And as they say, we hope we don't burn the beans.
Right.
Yeah.
So do they got you going around on any little tours, or what are they, when you become the cattleman, you got to speak anywhere? What's your responsibilities here?
There possibly could be. Here's one case we're here go. Today. Right. It'll be in November. Usually we do what they call hanging the cattleman. They'll my portrait will go in the courthouse for a year. The previous one will come down. Mine will go up. And then we usually take this Board of Supervisors to Madonna Inn for a luncheon. And then we have kind of like a one-on-one conversation with them. And they usually have it's our board, San Luis County Cattlemen's Board meeting members. And that way the supervisors can have a question answers with any quite a variety of people in different parts of the ranching industry.
Do they do a proclamation at the Board of Supervisors for this? Or
yes. Usually that'll be done on a Tuesday. And it's about somewhere around between 11 and 12. And then that way they're ready for lunch. Although one year they had some pretty busy paperwork to get done, and I don't think we left there until...
There's a lot of whereas and shall be's in that proclamation. When you're listening to them, you're like, yeah. It's amazing how many whereas and shall be's can be put in a proclamation.
Yes.
So, but yeah, that's, it sounds like, you know, you've put your time in. I'm glad to see you get this. It's pretty exciting to watch somebody, especially, I mean, you've been a fixture in this community for so many. I mean, there's a lot of people that maybe you're listening to this and you're like, God, if you saw the face, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Just for so many years at Farm Supply and just being in the community and kind of caring. This is, you know, a lot of the people, and I'm glad that we're able to work together, because, you know, you try to surround yourself with people that care about the community, and your team, you guys, the cattlemen, are all people that really care about this county, you know, North County, South County, doesn't really matter. I've never met somebody that didn't care.
Yes. That's kind of my thoughts down the road, too, is I've always training the younger ones to take the footsteps forward.
Right.
And that's like I was telling you earlier today here, I was on the independent grape growers for 10 years, and I stepped off that board just to get some new input.
Yeah, get a little fresh blood in there.
Yeah, with our cattlemen's group, it's a good-sized group, and of course, we always try not to chase the old guys off because they have the education,
right.
But we bring the young ones in all the time, and they find other committees to work with us on. In my case, I'm on the membership committee, the federal lands, that's... doesn't really have too much here in this county, but I work with the fellas on the state because I also work as a state director with the group. There's five of us on the board that work as state directors, and so we work on other state issues. Another one, this committee was the Livestock Memorial Research Fund, and that started out, gosh, probably in the 40s earlier with anaplasmosis, trying to find a cure for that disease, and then was before my time, but... one that I did work on quite a bit and helping drop funds for was the foothill abortion. And that's where usually a heifer that get bit by the ticks from the woodlands that abort the calf, and which was taken in the whole state. Well, it was mostly through the central section of California, but over the years that's kind of spread into Nevada and other states. But we finally found a vaccine for that.
Right.
So that's taken care of. So now they're working on upgrading anaplasmosis, which is a lot of that research done back in, I think, in Kansas at the moment, the universities. But we had UC Davis working with us for years. That was something we had to support most of the
All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to hit our last little segment with Dale Evenson. If you want to call in, you want to say hi, you want to say congratulations, now will be the time when we get back. It's 238-5775-238-KPRL. We'll be right back.
not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival. West Ham's just a generous. Freedy Oak Revival.
Savage Spirits and Deli has great parking for the fair right behind their business at 21st and Spring Street. Stop in and say hi to the ladies on your way to the fair and park your car in a safe parking environment. Support the youth ministries at Christian Life Center by buying your wristband from Savage Spirits and Deli. Only $35 pre-sale. Don't pay $55 at the fair. Get them before they're gone. Sold up to the first day of the fair at Savage Spirits and Deli, 21st and Spring Street in Paso Robles.
And welcome back to Protecting What Matters. Again, Barry is out. He's on sabbatical for a few weeks, so you'll have to deal with a couple of us filling in for him. I think we'll have Darcia in here a little bit, maybe Kenny Enny. I'm not sure how the lineup is. I'll probably take a few more spots. Let us know if there's anything you want, anybody you want on here, something you want us to talk about. Maybe we can set that up. So we have the Cattlemen of the Year here. I appreciate you coming in, Dale. And what do the cattlemen have going? Anything? We talked about it a little bit, but what's coming up? Just to remind everybody. Yeah,
their play day at Mid-State Fair, that's in September. I think if they went to the cattlemen's, looked that up on the I was just going to look here and see if I had that date wrote down. But
and a lot of this, I don't think you guys don't have a website, but you're on Facebook, right?
Boy, I'm not positive.
I think you're just on Facebook. I'm sure that Peter Ben will give me hell if I'm lying about that, but I'm pretty sure. I know you have a good Facebook presence, and so if you're on Facebook, you can go up to Slo County Cattlemen's and probably find a lot of this out too.
Yeah, I'm not quite techie enough to. I'm that BC guy,
right?
Before computer,
right? Yeah, so. I know. I sit on with the. Executive committee on RPSLOC, and our chair is a great gentleman, but he got a smartphone a year or two ago, and that was a huge leap into the 21st century for Randall. We still have I'm that generation. I was actually telling somebody the other day, when I was in seventh grade I took typing, and when I was eighth grade I took a basic computer class. So it was interesting. I guess I was part of that generation. They got a little bit of both, but it was very rudimentary, the computers we had back then.
Well, some of the things coming up would be the Mid-State Fair is going on at the time. The heifer judging will be tomorrow on Wednesday. And there was quite a bunch of those. I believe 139 or so got entered in.
Nice.
And the cattlemen have a lot to do with checking those out. Make sure that, well, they have the vet come in. I believe have their pregnant heifers supposed to calve this fall, usually in October, November. There'll be the sale on Friday, so we kind of work with that. And then, of course, there'll be a cattleman's choice on which we'll have those, a couple of us will pick out four or five occasionally, heifers that we think is a rancher's choice. Besides what the judge picks, and usually you are very, very close to what's their judge picks there at the annual judging contest.
I thought there would be a little bit of a difference. I thought you guys might look for more weight, and the judges look for a little more muscle, don't they?
Well, I would say possibly show animals is what some of them turn out to be, but you have to realize that some of them, when the rancher buys them, they go out into that rougher country and
train.
And if they're a little bit too fancy, sometimes they don't do too well.
Right. They'd be at least a little bit rangy, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's something will kind of buzz through. And the main reason we do that, rancher's choice, too, is that they have to be animals that are bred and raised and bought here in the county from local ranchers. So we're kind of trying to promote our industry, the ranching industry in the county. I think Santa Barbara started that about 2 years ago as well in their county. But this one's been going on for quite a number of years here on range cattle.
Nice.
Commercial cattle.
Right.
So and, of course, that was another thing. If a lot of you walk through the fairgrounds on Thursday, there was quite a few animals in the barn to the south side of the barbecue and the eating area. And those were classified as commercial cattle. They weren't fed or bred or anything to be extremely show animals,
right.
But they were just what they call range animals. And the main part of that, too, is to let the young 4-H and FFA members come through, look and see what some of the local ranchers were raising.
That is a great day. It's passed, unfortunately, but there's always next year. It's always the first Thursday of the year. It's Agriculture Day. It's a cattleman's dinner, and they do the auction, the industrial arts auction, and there's some great stuff. So if you're coming in to see what these kids are doing, you're coming in to see what, you know, who won cattleman of the year or cattlewoman of the year or agriculturalist of the year, have a great dinner. You can go support the kids, maybe buy something. Some of that stuff's going for big money, too. I can't remember the amount they sold this year, but I was kind of like,
$200,000.
Yeah, it's no joke what some of these kids are doing. And we have some high school programs that are very good at pushing these industrial arts.
Well, and we don't want to forget the J.B. Dewar project with the tractor restoration.
Right.
Fantastic.
Well, Dale, thank you for coming in. Any last words you want to leave us with?
Well, hopefully it's been quite an experience, and it'll be a lot more down the road.
Exactly.
Anybody has any appreciation or thoughts, give me a holler and see what we can help you out with.
All right, sir. Thanks for coming in, and we appreciate all your service to this community. So thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton. It's